there a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking them?
No.
Did you ever hear of something called a milk gap or cow pen?
Yeah, cow pen, but not milk gap.
What about corn? Where would you keep corn?
I don't know. My sister's lived on a corn.
In the corn crib?
Corn crib? I'm not familiar.
It's in the barn area.
Is that?
Is that nothing?
There's some already open. But you can go ahead and open it.
Where?
Up there in the canister. Oh, you've emptied it. Okay, I'm sorry.
You through? You can go ahead and finish it.
Okay, you want to shut it out?
A place for keeping corn? Did you ever hear?
Corn crib, that's familiar, but I don't remember ever using the expression.
Do you think of a corn crib as being part of the barn or separate from the barn?
Part of it?
Or do you not know at all?
I saw my brother-in-law's, and it wasn't part of anything. It was just built outside inside the hog pen. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they probably had a separate place inside. That was just probably a feeding area for them. Seemed like it was a little building all by itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, some
barn.
Different areas. Do you ever hear of a building for storing grain? Like a granary?
Granary is what I would say. Granary.
What do you picture? Is it granary?
Just like a barn with a lot of grain in it. Stored.
And
separate. Silo, is that what it is?
That's what we call it. I better shut up.
This is my part of
Okay. What about the upper part of the barn? Call that the...
Yeah.
Hayloft.
Yeah, hayloft.
You know, this... A long time ago, when you first cut the hay off the land, before, nowadays they bale it. But they used to rake it up and let it dry, then rake it up in little piles, and they'd take their pitchfork and load these little piles on the wagon. Did you ever hear of a name for little piles of hay like that?
Mm-mm.
Like a heap or a coil or doodle or shock or...
Mm-mm.
Yes, you have.
It's
not real familiar.
Mm-mm.
Haystack.
What about when you cut
the haystack?
Haystack?
Is that what she was talking about, a haystack? I've heard of haystacks.
What about if you cut the hay off a piece of land, and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year? You ever hear of second cutting or ladder math?
Mm-mm.
And what about a shelter for cows? And a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals can walk around. You call that a
pen?
Okay. Did you ever hear of a cow lot or a barnyard?
Barnyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And say if you had a lot of cotton growing, the cotton would be growing out in a
field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
A what?
Patch.
No, it's not familiar with you.
And say if you wanted to get an area of ground ready for planting, first of all, you break up the ground using a
plow.
Okay. Are there different kinds of plows that you've heard of?
Probably, but I don't recollect right now.
Well, that would be really
a way
back. Do you ever hear of something that it has teeth in it, and it'll break up the clods of dirt? It breaks up ground finer than a plow. Does.
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is.
Do you ever hear something called a harrow?
No.
Or a harrow? What about, I know they didn't raise cotton or sugar cane or anything around here, but when you would raise cotton, you'd go out with a hoe and you'd sort of thin the cotton out. Did you ever hear an expression relating to